Yeah, I see the brown contact sweet thing.
You got brown contact? Yeah. Oh my God. What is he thinking? He don't have nobody to tell him nothing. Like,
it's... all his friends are like hanger-ons from Serrano to do anything he tell him.
Yeah,
like... he catch shit if he tell him too.
So he's at a sushi place.
Mm-hmm. He got his hair braided while he was there on some bullshit.
Who is he, Dame Dash?
Then go to the fourth slide. He got brown contacts. Drake's eyes ain't brown, right?
No, they're dark.
Brown contacts. He's there, the light from the camera.
No, he got... Did you send them to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I'm trying to find it. So, I wanted to talk about Nicki Minaj. Oh, yeah, that was his contact.
What about Barbara?
So...
are we live, by the way?
Yes, we are. So, wait. So first, I saw a live, right? And I'm going to put it in here so y'all can hear it.
How did that song go? Write that song right now.
My guest song is saying, wait, what did it say? Nicki can't rip no beat. She ain't even from the streets. So I was in my Jeep, my Lutie, my racist.
No, finish it. Keep it going.
Wait, I don't remember. I don't know. I scared. Nicki ain't even from the streets. Nicki can't rip no beat. She ain't even from the streets. I'ma drop you like a bag of groceries. Like, you know the groceries too heavy. You drop it at the door.
Mm-hmm. Diswag is against me. In the car when he was in the car.
And in the live, Nicki says to JT, why don't you rap that diss you had for me about me? JT's dumbass does it. Remember, if y'all remember way back when Queen Radio first started, Nicki Minaj tried to get Cash Doll as some girl that she was beefing with on the line. Mm-hmm. Cash Doll told her absolutely not, no. And that if she just want to talk to her individually, she cool with that. Because Cash Doll saw right through it. You're not going to make me a moment. I think that Nicki Minaj did the Queen mix to her song, put JT on there as a way to disarm her, to make fun of her. Because when she overly complimented her about her verse on the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got her on live to humiliate her.
That's all it was. Always
a plot. I think it was always a plot. So now she posted this tweet that Kristen sent me, which I'm trying to decipher, saying, wait, why nobody posted JT making fun of me, then banging the phone on me, child? That was very traumatic, what that lady JT did. Everybody was laughing. First, she made fun of my Pastor Mirage name by calling me Pastor Minaj. Then she hung up on me in front of 25,000 people. I don't like that. First of all, y'all keep playing with Nicki Minaj and thinking Nicki Minaj is not strategic. She did this whole shit to humiliate JT.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't forget that diss she had for her. She used you and your fan base by putting you on the Queen mix, but she was going to make sure she humiliated her. Mm. That was bullshit. Why would you have her? Mind you, this is before she got on. This is before she was famous. She did this.
Before she was Uzi's girl?
Yes. Why would you then have her on live and tell her to rap that diss? Like, it was just like, nobody calls her out on this bullying bullshit. And then... Y'all wonder why people don't like Nicki Minaj, the Barbs. It's because of shit like this.
They all toxic and messy, too. They're not in a fan base. They're a cult. The Barbs, the cult of the Barbs.
Well, she's claiming it was a joke.
It's never a joke with Nicki. It's always an underlying motive.
She said, so JT hung up on her. She said... as she should, because she realized what you was doing. You was trolling her. So she said, it's the fact that I can tell y'all don't understand Sagittarius girls. Girl, just don't play with me with that sign bullshit.
You too old for that.
We will continue to get on y'all nerves now. and be right in the text, cracking up laughing. We sarcastic, petty, find everything funny, and love making people mad. So good luck, y'all. Now, you're trying to use the Sagittarius angle to justify your bullshit. It was bullshit with what you did. And JT felt some type of way, and then you probably hit her in the text like, yo, I'm just playing. And JT all dumb, you know, getting caught up in the fan moment, not realizing what you did. You just humiliated the woman in front of your fans. And that was just your way to remind your fans, like, look, I ain't forget what that bitch said. Don't think I forgot. I forgave her. That's what that was, Chris. Nikki's petty. So let's talk about her lawsuit against Nosy Hell.
Oh, man. This thing.
Star, this is from the Star Report, said that he's familiar with lawsuits. He's never lost one. He's never been sanctioned by the radio people when he was on the radio doing all his craziness. Mm-hmm. He said that her lawsuit is a weak case, and that he said that this is how you could tell, because he read the lawsuit. It was 4 pages. There was no implication of a law that Nosy Ho violated that would make the case strong. Like, usually when you violate something, the lawyer puts it in there according to section code, da 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 da. Your statements violated that, blah, blah, blah. He said there was none of that in there. It was just a strong bluff what Nicki Minaj did. So Nosy Ho lawyered up like she was supposed to, but she did apologize for calling the son a rapist and saying that he was going to be a rapist. Said she was under a lot of stress and pressure, and that's why she said him. She had no excuse, but she said she is sorry. And I'm glad she did apologize, because that was wrong to say that about that child.
So what's the difference between her and Tasha K's case?
Okay, yeah, I could tell you what the difference is. The difference is this. Nosy Ho said it's giving coke. She didn't say that Nicki Minaj was on coke.
Okay.
She said it's giving coke. There's a big difference. It's wordplay. She didn't say that Nicki Minaj is on coke. There was nowhere in there that she said that.
Whereas
Tasha K said that Cardi B had herpes. And that she has a source that can confirm it.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, she shot herself in the foot.
And the reason why Tasha K did that was because Tasha K, you know, got in her feelings, got into her ego. Tasha K has a big ego, and so does Cardi. Mm-hmm. And she felt like Cardi was trying to control her page. Well, really, Cardi wasn't trying to control her page. She just tried to tell her, listen, that's not true. You know, that information that you're getting is bullshit. It's not true. Please stop spreading it. She told her, no, I'm not going to stop spreading it. So that's why she sued her. And she told, Tasha K told Cardi to sue her then.
Oh, yeah, she's...
And then after she lost, she kept the shit up there. And the judge had to tell her to take it the fuck down after she lost. So she was just being an asshole. That's the difference between Nosy Ho and her. Now, Nosy Ho... there's something wrong with her. Like, she crazy. I could tell, because, like, she even said, like, she was diagnosed with, like, bipolar.
Yeah.
And, like, the way she was just, like, ramming off at the mouth. I know she reminded me of Kanye West. Like, there's something wrong. Go ahead.
Because you know what it is, man. Is Nosy Ho, she a pod? What's she, a blogger, podcast?
She has a blog on YouTube. She's a YouTuber, just like everybody else.
Well, it is, right? Within the last year and a half, the podcast game is severely, severely oversaturated.
Oh, yeah.
The blog game is oversaturated. So now it's very hard for anybody to stand out from the crowd.
Yeah, it's hard to stand out on podcasting.
It's like the podcast and blogging game is turned to the rap game. You know, all nowadays, rappers ain't getting the mark promotions. They got to resort to antics.
Yeah, and I think that's why Nicki's doing what she's doing, because she's got to stand out. Like, this is the most competition that Nicki Minaj has ever had. Like, it's about 20 female rappers actively pursuing things. And speaking of another active rapper, remember Coley Ray?
Yeah.
She's claiming that there are people that are playing the blogs to not post her and talk about her. And at first I was like, maybe that's a possibility. But guess who checked all of us and made us think? Rolling Ray. Rolling
Ray. I bet you won't.
Rolling Ray said, bitch, you is not Little Kim. You hold on. Rolling Ray is funny as shit. Hold on. I want to make sure I read this in entirety. He cleared the fucking room with this because he had to put us all in check. It was like, you know what? He has a point. Like, I don't believe nobody is stopping you. This is what he said. So she said, paying blogs not to post me is sad. Rolling Ray says, baby, you're not Beyonce, Little Kim, Nicki Minaj, nor Cardi B. What is there to keep up with when your debut album ain't even sell more than 11,000 copies and you have so many features? But when the talent doesn't add up with the sound, this is what happens. Tighten up, better days. He fucking sick me. He always got that big thick tongue in somebody's business. Mm-hmm. I gotta think he be like, it's period. He gets on my nerves. But he had a point. Like, at first I was like, is Nicki paying the blog? I'm like, no, Nicki ain't got time to be doing that. I wonder how much Amazon paying her for this Queen Radio shit.
Jeff Bezos probably overpaid.
Yeah. So she took it from Apple Podcast to Amazon, which I got Amazon.
I guess would have cost too much to get Cardi on it.
On what?
On to get her to do it.
She owes a lot of money to the record labels. She got to get these albums out. Yeah. They put a lot of money into her.
Plus, Nicki already proven. They already seen what she could do with Queen Radio anyway.
Yeah.
And her connections.
She Cardi don't have time to do a podcast. Cardi owes a lot of money to these record labels, and she got to pay that shit back. Yeah. Or they going to start wanting her to pay them back.
What album she got?
She got a lot, I'm sure. They put a lot of money into her.
She could do whatchamacallit.
You heard what Nicki said. They paid the engine. They paid put a big engine behind this lab rat to take me down. They put a lot of money to get Nicki out the way. They did. And it worked. It got Nicki out the way.
Well, we got to give Remy her credit. She threw.
Yeah, but also the industry didn't like that Nicki Minaj monopolized the game and had so much control over the rap game. She controlled female rap for a long time. You know how she was able to do it? She organically created a strong fan base through social media without the help of a machine. So by the time when Birdman and them came and got her, boom, the barbs exploded. And not to mention having the talent behind you, also having the blueprint of Little Kim behind you, where you was able to use Little Kim's mark on hip hop, the wigs.
Don't give her no homage.
She never do that. The problem with Nicki Minaj is, and the problem with a lot of women like Nicki Minaj, they're insecure. They think that giving homage to certain folks is taken away from their shine. No, you insecure bitch. You giving homage to Lil' Kim just lets Lil' Kim understand that you appreciate her and understood that without that sprinkle of Kim, your shit wouldn't have popped. If you had kept the black hair, the crimpy black hair like your idol, Foxy Brown, you wouldn't have went as far as you went. You and your team understood, Fendi, that y'all needed the stamp of approval, which was the Little Kim look, to get there.
I don't care how much surgery Little Kim get. We always remember Little Kim before we remember Foxy Brown.
Exactly. And we know them lyrics. The difference between the insignificant thing and also about Nicki Minaj is this. You are so insecure that you can't even see that you have no reason to be insecure. You done made your stamp on rap. Get that woman her just due and let it be known. She did slightly say it in the interview that she used Little Kim as her stepping stone. But don't just go there and say it was your stepping stone. Say, I needed Little Kim's blueprint to pop because it wasn't working what I was doing to get me to where I was trying to go. You reached a height that Lil' Kim never reached. And you used it with the help of her blueprint. Don't act like you created this shit. You didn't create it. Mm-hmm. No female rapper came in the game wearing pink fucking wigs before Lil' Kim. Nobody. Lil' Kim put the titties out and the ass out and put the fucking wig on. When she put that wig on, like, she came in the game with the black hair, but when she put the fucking red, yellow, purple wigs on, pink, that's when she blew up. That's when she hit the mainstream. And you saw it, and Fendi saw it, and y'all capitalized off of it. It just makes me mad because she don't gotta be so insecure. But you know what it is? I think her and Kim need to have a private conversation first.
Yeah, this ain't nothing. You don't need no celebrity middlemen.
No, just y'all two grown-ass women sit in the room, talk that shit out, get an understanding. Kim already extended the olive branch when she said she would do the verses with you. Go on and y'all better get that bag, you dumb bitch. Mm-hmm. You on a downward spiral, like you 40. Claim it, you 40 now. You're legendary status now. That's why they gave you the Vanguard Award. You're on the decline. That's okay. That's why on the way up, you make sure you keep them relationships on the way up. So when you're on the way down, you can rely on those to keep you afloat. And that's where she went wrong. She didn't build them relationships on the way up. She just burned all them bridges. She had the means.
She jumped off her own fucking power.
Yeah, I think that's what she failed to realize between the difference between her and Drake was. Drake kept his relationships to this day with all the people when he was coming up. Yeah, he gives DJ Khaled throwaway verse. He gets throwaway.
Stop. You know the last four Khaled albums that came out?
Yeah.
You know the breakthrough Drake single? What's the one, Joe? It's Just Me, Baby. I ain't listen to them songs the same. I'm listening like it's Rancid Milk. My face turned up.
Just dancing
to a throwaway track?
Yeah, he gives you throwaways, but he give it to him, you know?
Khaled hyping up them fucking leftovers. He give you this.
But he still maintain them relationships. He still got a relationship with Wayne. He still got a relationship with Birdman. He still got relationships with all the people that he came up with.
Is it just me, baby?
You know? Because Nicki's hate train went beyond fans. It was industry people.
And the cults make her hate, not like her hate too.
Yeah. Her shit went beyond just fans. It was like celebrities. Was putting that work in to tear it down too. It wasn't just a fan thing. Anyway, we're getting too deep in this. Make sure you like, subscribe, make sure you leave 5-star rating, and y'all have a good night.